A Matter of Spirit is the quarterly justice journal of the Intercommunity Peace and Justice Center. This article appeared in the summer 2019 issue on economic inequality. The Inequality of Mammon in the Spirit of the Gospel by Dan Rhodes. Dan Rhodes is Clinical Assistant Professor of Social Justice and Faculty Coordinator of Contextual Education at Loyola University Chicago, Institute of Pastoral Studies. He is co-editor of Can I Get a Witness? 13 Peacemakers, Community Builders, and Agitators for Faith and Justice, Erdmann's 2019, and co-author of Organizing Church, Grassroots Practices for Embodying Change in Your Congregation, Your Community, and Our World, Chalice Press 2017. He's also editor-in-chief of The Other Journal. He lives in Evanston, Illinois. Nearly 2,000 years since Jesus proclaimed that no one can serve two masters. You cannot serve God and wealth, Matthew 6:24. We found it fit to do him one better by working a detente between God and mammon. Such adages, we assure ourselves, are more appropriate for bucolic cultures and not the complex and advanced forms of society like our own. Or, maybe more so, we take solace in the strangeness of the term mammon, convincing ourselves that no such idol could exist in our disenchanted world. Hence, we've become quite at ease at integrating a relentless pursuit of wealth with our service to God as the adherents to a more sophisticated gospel, blending economic growth and Christianity. In the new kingdom of capitalism, the prophet of God speaks the same language as the priest of accumulation and efficiency. With capitalism comes inequality, and with aggressive capitalism comes extreme inequality. Income inequality has been rising across the globe since the 1980s, with few exceptions. In the U.S., it has taken on a particularly aggressive character, with the top 1% have seen their share of income grow to 20% of total from 10% in 1980, while the bottom 50% have seen their share tumble from 20% to 13%. Along with this, private capital ownership has skyrocketed even as public assets have plummeted, loading governments with debt in a transfer of massive wealth to private individuals. Contemporary economic currents will only exacerbate this troubling trend, resulting in what John Ruskin once called a common ilth in place of common wealth. Not only does the future look to be more unequal, pitting the extreme wealth of the few over and against the deep poverty and insecurity of the masses, but if the standing course continues, then it will likely include an entire surplus and obsolete population left to the annihilation of ecological disaster, impoverishment, dispossession, and despair. Mammon, like many violent and destructive gods, requires its sacrifices. For persons of faith, there is more to be troubled by when looking at the present situation. It is becoming clear that even what we have taken to be the acts of mercy have no real purchase on altering the situation and likely even compound it. In this context, charity, real charity in the sense of theological virtue, evaporates, wizening our souls. As the Dominican priest Herbert McCabe observed, what is wrong with capitalism is simply that it is based on human antagonism, and it is precisely here that it comes into conflict with Christianity. He continues by observing that, as a way of life, as an economy, it is nothing more than a state of war, constructed on exploitation and exclusion. As a result, mere individual isolated acts of what we've come to know as charity strike far from the call to embody God's love throughout the whole of our lives, that is, to practice friendship. Without love, faith and hope become impossible, which may explain more of our global reality than we're inclined to admit. Disparity is simply a mark of a beast whose goals of growth, efficiency, and accumulation contest the way of life proclaimed by the gospel of Jesus Christ. The spirit of Protestantism and the system of capitalism were linked by the German sociologist Max Weber in what has become a widespread and familiar cultural conception. Whether he was right or wrong may be up for debate, but were we to take a page from his book, we may begin to see What we need more than ever today is not simply a little tinkering with the elements of this system if we are truly to heal the wound of disparity. We need a new acquaintance with a spirit who will allow us to recover the love and service of God and others to the exclusion of mammon. The very future of our faithfulness depends upon it.